Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the ABCs of Home Organization podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie, and we are cruising into episode Y. We have two more episodes left, and then we're going to be done. And we may have three. I think I'm going to do a live episode that third week from now with more details to come, so be on the lookout for that, but the last week of July. And I will post exactly when we're going to do that, and I'll answer any questions, talk to anybody who wants to join, put faces to it. It'll probably be a Zoom, but we have just started thinking and chatting about that, so be on the lookout. And then other housekeeping is that Solstice Living is officially live, but our first newsletter is going to hit your inbox on Friday. So if you are not subscribed, go to solsticeliving.com. Solstice is S-O-U-L. And subscribe, and you'll get that newsletter, and it just tells you everything that's been going on in the world of organizing and solstice living, and I am so excited to share this with the world. So much fun. And then some exciting news is that one of my clients, Kevin, who I've been working with for the last year, and we'll actually have our anniversary coming up on the 25th, but we were featured in Homes and Gardens. And so excited. It tells the story of him coming back to Houston, leaving his lawyer job out in California to help caretake for his dad and then full-time for his mom. And so it's just been a beautiful story over the last year of transitioning their house from a home that had been overtaken with clutter. And dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and mom with dementia. And so the house just got out of their control. And it was very hard to catch up and or make any semblance of organization. And so we've gone through their entire house, put hands on literally every single items in the home, decided to donate majority, but kept a lot. It's still functional living, etc. But they're going to have a birthday party for Mama Shirley on the 26th to celebrate her 90th birthday. And so it's just been a full year come full circle, and the house is ready for guests, and it's an exciting event. And so excited to share that with you. So read the article if you would like, and I'll list that down in the show notes. And now I think that may have been the longest housekeeping I have done, but we're going to move on to why. So why is for yelling whoop after completing each task. Enthusiastically celebrate all successes. We know this about me. We know that I love to celebrate the little, the big, any momentum forward. I want to cheers and I want to yell loud. And so we did talk about ways to celebrate, and J is for jumping with glee. So check that one out. Learn about high fives and self high fives and what you can do to truly celebrate any organizational momentum forward. And I highly recommend that that is done. So today for the why, we're going to just delve into more of a holistic bent to this and how you can use sound as a tool. And it can be used to build momentum, to feel and experience and express joy, how it can be used to clear energy, whether in a physical space or yourself, your actual physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, like it clears all those areas. And so we're just going to talk about that. But before we do dive into the energetic side of sound, just want to tell you a fun story of the whoop. So I graduated from Texas A&M. I don't know if you know that. There's a joke out there that you, how do you know if somebody went to Texas A&M? And they'll tell you in the first 5 seconds of meeting them. And so I try not to discuss my Aggie roots, but I am extremely proud. A Fighting Texas Aggie class of 2008. Whoop. And so that is where it comes from. As you become a junior and then a senior, you are given the privilege of being allowed to whoop. And so as a freshman, you just put your hands up in the air and you yell A as loud as you can. And then when you become a sophomore, you're graduate up to A's and you just go A 5 times as you're like doing something with your hands. And then a junior does A whoop, and then a senior is just whoop. And so I don't know if you know anything about Texas A&M, but we have yells that we do. We're not considered cheerleaders or cheers. We do different yells throughout the entire game. And so at the end of each yell, this is when you do your, I guess, like wildcat, whatever you want to call these different unique verbal sounds and greetings and yells. And so once you graduate or once you become a junior and you're allowed to use whoop, you can always whoop for the rest of your life. And it's a really big deal too if you were a freshman or sophomore and someone gave you senior privileges and you could whoop for like a game. And so whatever it does to get us to become, you know, the cult and or community and family that I love so much, but I had a blast there. And so I will still whoop today in celebratory reasons. If someone does something good, a client, I'll be like whoop, or I'll go woot woot, depending on the situation. But whooping is still done at any time around Texas A&M campus and attending a game, or if we score or anything fun, exciting, and we want to celebrate, it's a whoop. And then we do a hand signal as well, which shows off our Aggie rings, which we wear in our hand. And so that was probably more about A&M than you wanted to know, but that is the origin of it. And then my class year is 08, so that's why I put that in the whoop, where the zeros go. And I definitely just aged myself, but oh well. Okay, so cruising on through. So when you do like a full body whoop, when you are celebrating, when you are so excited and you're just yelling in glee, like whoop, woohoo, yay, that sound moves throughout your entire body. And what it's also doing is moving the energy that surrounds you, that's inside of you. And it's also going to open your throat chakra. It's going to clear any stagnant emotion, any energy. It's going to create also a sense of accomplishment for you. It's letting the dopamine fix in your brain that we've talked about like every episode, but releases the dopamine and gives you that celebratory yay feeling. And it makes you want to do it again because you're going to chase the dopamine, right? But energetically wise, our throats, sometimes when you get a sore throat, I always ask clients, I was like, are you keeping in your truth? Are you not speaking what you want to speak? Are you holding in the words? And so sometimes just yelling can help in your favor. And even if it's like, ah, it's going to move the stuck energy that's stuck in your throat and or your entire body and remove that out. And then also fun story. So I've had multiple clients just yell as well sometimes. Like if you notice that they're restless or if they just unable to focus, or you can just sense that there's a lot of energy running through them. Maybe they're jittery, maybe their hands are shaking, feet are going up and down, whatever. And so I'll just be like, hey, let's just take a moment and let's yell. And they're like, look at me like I'm crazy, first of all, right? And they're like, ah, that's okay. And I'm like, no, let's just yell. We'll just on the count of three, and I'll lead you off. I'll do it with you. And they're all like, we're not gonna do this. Like they're uncomfortable. They're like looking at me like I'm insane. And I'm like, no, please, let's do this, right? We're just gonna go, ah, and I'll give them an example, and then we'll do it. And so I'll be like, 3, 2, 1, and we both just yell. And I go all in, right? Because they're going to mimic me. Like they're waiting, they're watching. Is she really going to do this? What's going on? And then I'll just start yelling. And if there's anyone in the house, I do let them know what we're going to do. So just be aware of that if you are around people. And then they yell. And then every time it happens, they break out into laughter afterwards. There is joy that fills them after yelling and releasing this energy. And they feel lighter. And the joy, you can just see it on their face. It's not even just in the sound of their voice, but it takes over their entire body. And so, right now, if you are holding on to anything, if you're feeling stressed, if you have all that emotion that's just stuck inside of you, or you're stressed, or work is getting to you, or you just don't know how you're going to XYZ, just let it out through your voice and yell. Allow that energy to move out of you, release it. Let it go. Say bye-bye. And so you can also do this, like if you're not comfortable with the yelling, totally fine. Your body has multiple ways of making sound and using it as a tool. You can clap your hands, louder, softer, however you want, go super, super fast. Sometimes I'll do that around my entire hand. Sometimes I will clap throughout my house to clear the energy with my clap, okay? You can drum either on surfaces, with your hands, on your legs, with an actual drum, creating sound. You can physically move your body and dance. What's very interesting to me is most people walk forward and backwards. That's like the only directions that we move throughout the day. And our hands are like robots, and our legs as well. And we're used to only moving in this forward direction, right? I mean, very rarely do we actually move backwards as well. But our hands also are only used to like picking up a phone or holding the steering wheel of a car or reaching for something that's directly in front of us. Very rarely do we go outside of our, like our rectangle, so to say. And so what's really good for our bodies, physical movement, is to stretch out wide, to spread our hands as wide as they can go and make funny shapes with them, you know, like bend the elbows, make angel wings, move it up and down with flapping your elbows like a chicken, you know, like kids move. Oh, they do so many more movements, sounds, facial instruction. They do everything more than we do as humans. And it's beautiful to watch. You should just watch kids play and see how their bodies move and the sounds that come out of their mouths, because we need to be imitating them and going back to our childhood of life and play. And so just allow your body to move how it wants to and then make the noise as it comes through. You can also do jumping. And so that gets the physical movement, but you're also making the sound of when you jump. And then you can exhale as much as you want. So tie in a little breath work to this if you want. And when you exhale out, either the ah or just a like blow it strictly out. And so one actual quick side note, when I am super stressed and I just feel a lot of energy stuck to me, I'll do a Qigong practice of where you just kind of take your hands, gather up all the energy around your body. So I'm moving them out to the side of me. And then it's like I'm scooping up the energy around me and they're going up around my body, kind of like I'm making a circle with my hands and you're cupping the energy. And then when you get to above your head, you push both hands facing away from you. And then you slam them down towards the ground where your palms are facing the ground and you're pushing all that energy back to the earth. And then as you do that, you're exhaling. So like you breathe in, all the energy you're gathering, and then whoosh, and you push it out of your mouth with sound and then down into the earth, and allows all that energy to come away from your body and then back into the earth. And it actually just feels amazing to release that way. So I'm obviously just all over the place with this episode, and I'm okay with that. So just keep in mind, you don't have to look cute when you do this. Odds are you're going to feel silly, especially the first time you do it, but just be authentic. Just go through the motions and try to clear away the energy. Try to make the sounds. Try to help your body find the essence of what it's looking for. And if you need the solitude, do it in your car. Yell in your car. Release that sound when you're by yourself in your room or into a pillow. How many times have I screamed into a pillow? I cannot tell you. You'll find that it's deeply healing. Giving yourself permission to just let everything out of you, everything that's weighing you down, just scream. Right now, if you're in the car, just do it. Keep your eyes open though, but let it out. And if it bothers you to hear your own screams, turn up the music. How does that feel? Did you do it? So excited for you. Let me know if you would love to send me a message and just let me know how that feels. solsticeliving@gmail.com. Okay, so science and soul. Basically, have you heard of these sound frequencies like hertz? Different ones mean different things. It's amazing. I don't know if you've ever listened to just a hertz frequency on YouTube, but these are like house changers. So this type of sound can be healing. And there are some studies that prove that it is, and other studies that say, not quite there yet to admit. But the one I want to talk about is the 528 hertz. And this one is known as the love frequency. And basically what it has been proven though does do is it does, listening to this frequency on repeat lowers cortisol levels and can also increase oxytocin. which is why it's referred to as a love frequency, because when you're in love, your brain releases a chemical of oxytocin. And so it's absolutely fascinating. And what I will do is, if I want to clear the energy of my house, I'll Google, not Google, I'll go to YouTube and I'll do a search and I'll just say clear house energy, like Hertz frequency. And different videos will pop up and I'll pick the one that I like. Or if I'm feeling stressed today, or if I have a physical ailment, if I have pain in my back or pain in my neck, I will search for whatever is ailing me plus Hertz and then put on the video and just listen to it as I go about making dinner, cleaning my house, sitting in meditation, whatever it is I want to do. And there's also different Hertz frequencies to get you into like a theta brain state. And so for us, the theta is very deep. That's where you go when you're in true meditation. And it's also where we go when we're doing our guided energy medicines, or the shamanic state is what we call it. And so when you listen to different Hertz frequencies, it can drop you immediately into that theta state or delta or alpha state. And so another thing on YouTube is binaural beats. And so this one is just when you have two different frequencies that are playing for you, and then your brain perceives a third frequency. And then this is also what can help drop you into the theta brain state or delta, whichever one you're trying to achieve. And so what's fascinating is that it can help promote you like deep sleep if you're in delta, or the meditation helps you drop you into a theta, or like if you're in an alpha. And so each one's a different Hertz. So like alpha is like 8 to 12, you just drop into pure relaxation, and it helps. Most of these all help you reduce anxiety. So if you are someone who is stressed or anxious or has trouble sleeping, search these on YouTube or Google, whichever you want to do, and see what you need. Like just put in your quest and then type in binaural or Hertz and see what pops up. There's so many videos, so many videos. And I absolutely love them. I say they work. I swear they work. They're great. Okay, and then the last little thing that we're going to talk about is a quote that everyone's heard, and that is where intention flows, energy goes. And so we want to speak your organizing success into existence, right? I think that's the first time I said organizing this entire episode, but I did it. This space has become sacred. I'm amazing at organizing. Whatever you want to say, state it out loud with words. Your words are so powerful. And the thing is that when you repeat affirmations or words or whatnot out loud, even if you're just chanting or humming, your brain starts to believe it. And when your brain starts to believe it, your body believes it. And then once your brain and your body know it, it basically just becomes your reality. And so start when you're driving to work in the morning, stating out loud what it is you want, what it is your life is like. And a lot of times when people are doing this, they speak in present tense. I'm a millionaire. My podcast is kicking butt and racking up views. I adore and love the taste of broccoli. And you'd be so surprised. Like the next time you eat broccoli, you'd probably like it. Our brains are so powerful. And so often we speak to ourselves in a negative light, or we say things to ourselves that we would never tell a friend or a loved one, yet we say it to ourselves. And if you take nothing else from this podcast, I take so many things like that, but start speaking to yourself in a positive way. Start talking out loud the things you want to manifest and the things you want to create, and use your voice for the power that it is. And also stand up for yourself and set boundaries. Those are all the advice I have for you. But your voice, just start using it. Whether you sing, whether you yell, whether you shout, whether you do affirmations, whether you just start singing out loud around the house. Every time I start singing around the house, my joy levels just skyrocket. I feel amazing. And it goes throughout my entire body. And it's not even just my body, it's like my entire auric field around me is just lit up with joy and light. And I love it. And I want that for you. I want you to do it. So please, please, please do it. All right. So we're going to end on one organizing challenge for you this week. Organize one small area wherever you would like to, or reset an area that you've already organized previously. And when you are done, I want you to yell, shout, sing, somehow use your voice in some way to celebrate. And then I want you to notice how you feel. Is there a smile on your face? Were you grinning? Were you giggling or laughing? Did you startle a pet or a live human that's in the house? And I want you just to take note of that and then start doing it, incorporating it into your everyday life, and just enjoy life, right? Like this is the one life we have, so let's make the most of it. All right, kiddos. So I think this was a successful episode, would you say? I think so. Should we whoop about it? All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Y is for yelling, whoop, after completing each task. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. Remember to be kind to yourself during this organizing process. And if you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Also, don't forget to join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization. We are actually, Kevin and I, the gentleman who was on Homes and Gardens with me, we're going to have a live chat on the 24th, I believe, whatever Thursday that is. I have to look that up. But look for that too. That'll be in the newsletter on Friday. And we'll be live on Facebook community group. And then I'll be back next week with Z, our last one. So excited. And until then, happy organizing.